The off-season program is over, and now we're counting down to camp with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani. Each week, we're going to go over a burning question heading into camp, and this week, it starts with, who are the wide receivers that will make this team behind Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders?
It's a good question because the Broncos have quite a bit of depth, quite a bit of quality depth back there. Jordan Norwood was the number three receiver last year, but Benny Fowler made some plays. Cody Latimer had some big plays, particularly later on in the season, and continues to emerge and is a key player on special teams. And then, of course, the guy everyone calls Sunshine, Jordan Taylor, he's picked up right where he left off last year and has and had an outstanding 4 weeks of OTAs and looks poised to try to take a roster spot.
I like the look of Benny Fowler. You think about what he was able to do in the Super Bowl. Earning Peyton Manning's trust is probably one of the most difficult things a wide receiver can do. And for him to earn the trust in that moment and catch that big of a pass, I think he's definitely put himself in a good spot. And Jordan Taylor, like Mace mentioned, getting those reps with Peyton Manning last year definitely has helped his chances.
What's interesting with Norwood, of course, he's the incumbent. But the trump card for him may well be what he does on special teams because, of course, he was the punt returner last year, but is also getting a look on kickoff returns as the Broncos try to replace Omar Bolden. So, you know, that may tip the scales to him at least being in the mix, whether it means he's the number three receiver. We'll see. I agree with you, Matt. I really like Benny Fowler, and I also like Jordan Taylor quite a bit given what he did with Peyton Manning on the practice field. Manning even spoke highly of him as far back as OTAs last year, and he continued to develop, and then went back out there this spring and made a lot of big catches.
Now, you mentioned Cody Latimer there. If it came down to it, what is he going to have to show to make this team?
Well, he's got a role on special teams, and Joe DeCamillis has pointed to him as a leader on that unit, but he really has to show more consistency. There have been flashes from Cody Latimer, and it looked like he got more confident for a while when Brock Osweiler came in, and certainly the timing was there. But now he's got to get that timing with Mark Sanchez or Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch, whoever the quarterback ends up being. And he's got to actually start harnessing that potential into consistency. The consistency just hasn't been there yet for him. And time is now to do it. This is year three. He's got to show what he can do.
And don't count out guys like Mose Frazier and Braylon Addison, both guys who, right, the rookies have gotten a lot of reps this year on special teams, as Mace just mentioned. I think that those guys have also put themselves in great position just simply by the fact that you earn a roster spot through special teams and then work your way up. We've seen guys like Benny Fowler, like Cody Latimer do it, and I definitely think those guys could be in position to eventually move up as well.
It's a good problem to have a lot of talent at the wide receiver position. It'll be interesting to see how things play out once training camp gets started. Okay, that's been Countdown to Camp with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani.